This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh, yeah, fresh off of the road. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Like I said, fresh off of the NRA annual meeting, back finally. I had some issues yesterday with certain floating DHCP protocols that I know nothing about. Well, I know more about them now. Joined this evening, I did a very good video interview with him. I always like talking with him. Joined this evening by Aaron Cowan of Sage Dynamics. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good to be here.
You know, when you and I were talking about, we were talking about handguns. I hardly looked at any rifles at all. Was there anything that you saw out there that sort of caught your fancy?
Not in a good way. I went over to the Taurus booth and looked at their new AR, and it was kind of disappointing. I went in with an open mind. I was hoping that there'd be good things to see, but apparently they didn't hire anybody that knew how to properly stake a gas key or a castle nut. So I'll be staying away from that.
Anything in the way of anything bigger than a 5.56? I mean, I saw a lot of these precision guys out there. I'm not a big person for that kind of stuff because I don't like to carry something that weighs that much. But I mean, where do you come down on bigger calibers besides 5.56?
I use 308. I've used 6.5 in the past, and I've always toyed with the idea of getting a 338. But I don't do a whole lot of long range stuff professionally, dedicated long range, like actual quote unquote sniper stuff, as far as teaching or for personal practice. So the 308's always been really good for my envelope, within 800 to 1,000 meters, really pushing it. 6.5 is going to get you out even further. And of course, 338, which is a great round. I just haven't pulled the trigger, no pun intended. I'm getting one of those yet.
Well, let's shift back over to FN then, because our talk about the FN 509, yeah, that's probably going to be the next gun I buy. And
I'm excited about it.
Tell me why.
Well, I have always been an FN fan. I used FN products in the military, saw 240. I even had an M4 that was one of the contract builds. And, the FN barrels are all over the military. But I picked up an FNS, their 9mm striker fired handgun, a couple of years ago. And I was really, really impressed with it. And the question I had is, like, why are FN products just not more popular than they are? And I think it's an issue of transitioning from a company standpoint, of them transitioning from trying to go after the law enforcement military markets and actually recognizing that there's other people, especially here in the U.S., that buy guns. Now, FN is based in Europe, but they have an increasingly strong presence here in the U.S. They're up there in South Carolina. I went up and saw the facility back in February, and got firsthand look at the 509, and their test gun has had a million rounds put through it. And in fact, I believe it's the same one that I shot while I was there. Now, having had such a good experience with the FNS, that's one of the reasons that FN reached out to me and asked me to come up there and check out what they were working on. Now, the 509 was, if you're familiar with the FNS, the 509 is very similar. It takes a lot of the good things from the FNS and just improves on them. It's an evolution of sorts. And I think that, especially with some of the other big names, and especially in handguns, kind of resting and not really pushing for what the market's asking for, I think the 509 is going to perform very well. Now, of course, I haven't gotten one myself yet. I have one on the way, and I'm going to go ahead and do my, you know, my traditional review on it, but I don't expect anything bad to come of it, especially since, you know, the just the amount of rigorous testing they put the pistol through before I even knew it existed.
Are you going to get an agency treatment on it?
Eventually, yeah.
But not straight away?
No, you know, and I might just I might keep one of them just stock, because I do appreciate just standard stock vanilla handguns. Some people find it boring and they want to change things. But, you know, I still have a few stock Glocks. I have a stock M&P. And I enjoy shooting them as well. And it's definitely something I need to stay proficient on teaching, because not every gun I have come through a class in the student's hands is going to be a quote-unquote race gun or one that's had any modification whatsoever done to it.
I sometimes forget that agency is as young as it is, and this is really agency looking at FN. This is only the third name brand after Glock. They've done some M&Ps. I've seen pictures of one. I've not seen one in the wild yet. I think I may have one coming. Do you expect to see them as an asset? Are you out there trying to get them to do other things along those lines of other name brands that are out there, or should they hold up and not over, you know, get too deep into all these different kinds of guns?
Well, I think agencies they've been cautious in where they've gone with aftermarket work. And in the relationship with FN, you're looking at I think FN's closer to 150 years old, if not older, and they're doing an aftermarket release on a gun with a company that's just over 2 years old. And I think that speaks highly of the how well agencies done in their quality and what they're able to do and what they're able to improve on. Again, it's not going to be for everyone. You know, there's lots of people out there that have no desire whatsoever to put an aftermarket trigger, or have a slide cut, or, you know, any kind of enhancements, whether it's stippling or undercuts or whatever. But for the people who do want that, I think agencies going to be able to provide what they're looking for. As far as guns going forward, they just did the collaboration with Nighthawk, which is huge, because Nighthawk is, in my opinion, arguably the best aftermarket 1911 you can get your hands on if you're in the 1911s. Now, that gun was, you know, there's only 50 of them, but I foresee, based on the initial success of that and all the buzz that was created, that you're going to see them do something else in the future. So I think agencies they're being cautious, but they're pushing forward and providing what people are asking for.
I just find it interesting, you know, I've never been a big M&P fan because of the trigger. I've never tried the FN. I've heard things about the FN. I've heard things about the FN trigger, but I've always been, which one is that 40 double stack 45 that is a hammer fired gun? I've always wanted to try one of those. Okay.
The FNX.
Yeah, I want to try that, and the name brand is sort of intriguing to me, but I think I'm going to try, just off of that talk we had, I think I'm going to be going and looking for an FN 509, which, are they even on the market yet?
Yeah, you can get them now. FN's really good about that, just like Trigicon. Like, when they announce product, it's available. It's not like they're going to announce it and you can't get it for, you know, some companies have announced I can think of one product specifically that announced a SHOT Show 2015 and we still haven't seen it. That's a good thing about FN is they're very cautious. They're very conservative in the way they do things. So they're not going to announce something unless you can literally run out and buy it.
There you go. On all three segments of today's podcast, you'll find a link to the video of me and Aaron talking at the NRA annual meeting. Day before yesterday.
Recently.
And there's also going to be a video link to the Agent One video that's out there. You can find Mr. Cowan here, young Mr. Cowan, at sagedynamics.org. If you are in the Southeast and you're looking for the epitome of a good class, then you need to look up Sage Dynamics. We'll be right back with my guest from Sage Dynamics, Aaron Cowan. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. I want to credit you with one thing because I never had really started doing it till I saw you do it in one of your videos. You were the one that got me interested in using an RMR on a handgun. You still got Aaron? Okay,
yeah,
there.
You hear me? Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the RMR. It took me a little while to get used to it, but once it clicked, it's the only way to be. I've been carrying one full time now, both on my duty gun and my personal concealed carry for about just over 2 years.
So what I like about it is with my older eyes, it's a little easier to catch that dot.
Yeah.
Than it is to try to line up these sights. And now, I would imagine that you don't have the trouble with your aged eyesight, which isn't, you're not nearly as aged as I. You like them. Why? Why do you like them?
Well, the biggest reason that the dot is so superior on the handgun is the same reason it's superior on the rifle. It removes the need to reconcile two focal planes when you shoot. So when you use iron sights, you have to focus in three different places. You got to focus on the rear sight. And then the front sight, get your sight alignment. And then you have to focus on the threat. You might start off focusing on the threat. And then eventually, at some point, you've got to come back for proper shooting to that front sight post. So you're reconciling three different focal planes. Whereas with a red dot, you literally just look at what you want to hit, your target, your point of aim, desired point of impact, whatever you want to call it. And you superimpose that dot over your view. You don't actually look at the dot itself. You just bring the dot into your view and you shoot. So you're really shooting with one focal plane.
Right.
So from a physiological standpoint, it's definitely an advantage. So that's pretty much my biggest selling point. Now, there are some reliability issues long term. I've had some RMRs. I use the Trigicon RMR. That's my preferred reflex sight because they're the most durable of all the ones I've tried. The versions that are currently out there were never intended to be put on a handgun, even though that's where they ended up, and that's pretty much what everybody uses them for. So you can have them fail on you, 7,000-8,000 rounds, which is a considerable amount of ammunition. But of course, Trigicon's going to honor their warranty. You send it in, they'll send you a new one back. I've killed a few of them so far. And then of course, I've seen some that went much longer than that. But the juice, as they say, is definitely worth the squeeze when it comes to that.
The RMR is meant to be a close insight for somebody who's got a telescopic sight. Is that the way that was designed?
I think that's one of the categories that filled. But I think originally they really intended it to be a competitor for micro reflex sights, like such as a competitor to the Aimpoint Micro. Problem being, it is a little too small for some tastes. And I've used one on a rifle before, and it was great. But up until about 2 years ago, they didn't have a 1 MOA option. The smallest you could go was 3.25. They now make a 1 MOA version, which is ridiculously small dot. But it didn't really catch on as a primary rifle optic. People still use it as a secondary. In fact, my backup optic that I have on my patrol rifle is the 1 MOA version, and it's awesome. But I don't think I could rely on it just as a primary optic itself.
There is a little bit of a learning curve to getting that back end of the gun up and up for where that dot comes into your field of view, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. The learning curve is more like just getting people used to the idea that their hand-eye coordination is going to get the dot where they want it. I've had students come through classes that were really frustrated with it, and it's not so much that they're not capable, it's just they're not thinking about it in the right way. And once I kind of show them like it's a hand-eye coordination issue, they usually get the dot really, really quick. And that's when, just like what happened with me, once I realized that hand-eye coordination was going to be my biggest savior in adopting the dot, they adapted pretty quick. Usually I can get somebody pretty consistent with it in a couple hundred rounds. And then obviously it's up to them to, put the practice in and make sure they stay proficient. There's a video on my YouTube channel that covers basically my whole philosophy about how to adopt and how to adapt to the dot as quickly as possible.
The big thing about these is that I find that not too many people make holsters readily available for the RMR. Mm-hmm. Is that what you have found?
As far as duty holsters go, Safariland is pretty much your best bet. They make the 6354 DO model. Problem with Safariland is they give everything a number. So it gets really confusing. But they just came out with a holster called the 636 RDS. And it is specifically purpose-built for guns that have been built for Armage. Right now they're available for Glocks, and I think M&Ps are next. Again, it's going to be duty guns only, so if your particular firearm isn't one that's popular with duty carry for, like, issued to law enforcement departments, you're probably not going to see a holster for it. But they're going to cover the major brands. Outside of that, there's a lot of Kydex guys out there that make really great concealment holsters. My personal holster, concealment holster right now is Armadillo Concealment, and I haven't had any issues whatsoever when it comes to the armor on the gun.
Now, I've never tried that, but then again, I've never tried reactive gear either. So, I want to try both, but I mean, I know that you've had a relationship with reactive gear, and I've heard really good things about Armadillo. One thing, though, as we get ready to go away, if there is a second place to the RMR as far as a optic to mount on top of a pistol, what would you call that? Who's coming in second when it comes to that?
It's really tough for me to call that. Like, I honestly would say Aimpoint Micro, because every other miniature reflex optic on the market I have broken. So I have a drawer full of, you know, I've got Shields in there, I've got Venoms, I've got Burris Fastfires. They'll all do the job. They just won't do it as long or as well or as reliably. And some of them, you know, you have to manually turn them on and off. So it's really hard for me to even say that there's a second place. My feeling is if you're really serious about it and it's something you're considering about carrying, you need to get the Churchbound RMR.
Yeah, although I'm not one to get out there and use it as a hammer. I see these guys on video getting out there saying, look, you can hammer a nail with it. It's so durable. I'm not one of those. I'm not throwing that one.
If I had to say second place, it'd be the Leupold Delta Point. I don't personally care for them because they sit really high.
Right.
But I know specifically FN, they ran Leupold Delta Points, they couldn't kill them. So, and another advantage, I guess, to the Delta Point is you can replace the battery without removing it from the firearm. So that's pretty cool, too. So, yeah, if I have to get second place, we'd go to the Delta Point. But other than those two, I don't have any recommendations.
RMR is way out in front of everybody, isn't it?
In my opinion, and, you know, some people say that the Leupold Delta Point is more durable. That hasn't been my personal experience. I don't have a lot of time with the Delta Point. The last time I had one, I had it mounted on an AK platform just because it was an easy, simple optic to go ahead and throw on there. But I know people who, you know, speak very highly of them. I just don't see them come through classes very often, and I don't have any experience with one myself personally other than other people's guns, using it on a handgun.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Having a discussion with a young man that I consider to be the brightest light of the new bumper crop of tactical trainers, Aaron Cowan of Sage Dynamics. When you have people coming to you for full-on training, do you encourage them to gear up in full battle rattle, or are you what's the I've got a belt that carries just about everything I need to carry, I think. What's the trends on training, and what's the trends on, one of those Hail Mary moments where you might have to get into something that isn't normally there?
I mean, I teach most likely to least likely. So what are you most likely to be wearing when you need to use your firearm? What are you most likely to be wearing when you carry your firearm? Right. If you're occupationally, like cop, military, whatever. Bring your duty gear, bring your plate carrier. If you're, a citizen and you're in a level 2 rifle class, that's the time to break the plate carrier out, because that's the least likely situation that you're going to use your rifle in. But the most likely situation you're going to use your rifle or your pistol in is everyday carrier. You're going to grab the rifle, hopefully be able to tuck a spare magazine in your back pocket or in the elastic waistband of your boxer shorts when you're going downstairs. I think it pays way more to train in the situations where you're most likely to use the firearm than those that you're least likely, even though the least likely stuff is arguably a little bit more exciting, or at least from a fashion statement point of view. You get to show off all your cool kit, but
right.
And I'm not saying you shouldn't have that stuff, because you should, but let's get it realistic first and then work our way towards, plate carriers, battle belts, things like that.
Should somebody now you live in Atlanta, so that wasn't really, mm-hmm. you didn't travel. You just left the house and came and hung out. And
Yep.
I really sort of envied you for that one. But when you travel any distance, whether, and let's presume you're traveling not to teach a class, but you're just traveling. You're just going somewhere and you're traveling. Do you carry anything in the event that we get hit by the zombie outbreak or the EMP or anything else? Do you carry any sort of special kit for one of those YOLO moments?
Well, I wouldn't consider it a special kit. Like, on my person, I'm going to have a firearm. I'm going to have spare ammunition. I'm going to have a flashlight as well as a weapon mounted light. I'm going to have a tourniquet. And then, a pocket knife. And, of course, a phone. That's pretty important. In the vehicle, I carry, a rifle and a more comprehensive first aid kit and things like that. But again, I'm in an urban area. Now, if I was going to be driving out in the wilderness, I would be changing what I have in the vehicle accordingly. But inside the city, I know that, even a worst case scenario, I'm going to have access to some goods and services or some support or some immediate first aid. And, in those worst case scenarios, your civility, your services, your power, your water, it's going to be restored there faster than it is in smaller areas. So, you kind of can plan your vehicle kit, so-called third line gear, around that idea. A lot of my person, I take it pretty seriously, but you can only carry so much stuff.
Right. So, in your vehicle, do you carry stuff like plates?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a plate carrier in the vehicle.
I've been trying to whittle my kit down. In my kit, I now have they call it an assaulter belt by G-Code. It's got all the pouches already, the holster and everything.
Yeah, I have that same belt. That's a good belt.
Yes, it is. I think it's a very good belt, too. And I prefer that because when I was in the military, we didn't have plate carriers. We didn't have chest rigs. We had an LBE on a pistol belt. Mm-hmm. So this feels more like what I was used to, even though I was used to it 27 years ago. And I find that I can carry most of the stuff that I could on a vest. But I do carry a level 3A vest that I can get into in about 5 seconds. So, and in addition to the rifle and all the other stuff, just because, I don't know. I didn't bring that stuff to Atlanta. I just thought I would travel really, really light. And given everything that I did, I still travel too heavy. But most of the time I take what I call the ISIS welcome wagon bag with me.
Yeah.
So, your rifle, when you're outfitting your rifle, what are some givens that you have to put on the rifle to have it function the way you want it to go?
Well, my go-to trunk vehicle is a 10.5 inch SBR with a suppressor. And of course it's got to have a light. It's got to have an optic and then backup sights, just in case the optic happens to fail, which is highly unlikely given the quality of optics these days. And I buy really good optics, but it can still happen. And then for go-to magazine, I use the Magpul 60-round drums. And then spare ammunition after that. But my personal feeling is, I can't think of too many situations unless I get into the world of fantasy where 60 rounds wasn't going to get the job done for me because you have to remember, okay, what's my role going to be in this? How many shots am I realistically going to need to fire? And even if I do expend a 60-round drum of ammunition, the situation would have to be so completely ridiculous at that point that other ammo would either show up or I just use the spare ammunition that I had with me. So I don't take it too crazy. I wouldn't say crazy. I don't take it to the extreme of super unlikely planning. But being prepared is definitely better than, wishing that you had the rifle in the event that you do need it.
How many spares do you carry?
In the vehicle, it depends. The truck has more ammo in it than the car. So the go-to is the 60-rounder. And then I've got a handful of 28-round mags in the vehicle as well.
There you go. What are most people coming for now? Is it more pistol? Is it more rifle? Or is it,
Well, the trends changed. This year was everybody really wanted pistol classes. Last year, everybody really wanted vehicle classes. Year before that, everybody wanted rifle. So I kind of try to set up my calendar as ahead of time as possible based on what people are asking for. If I get, 10, 15 emails coming out of California, wanting a vehicle class, I'll try to make that happen. I get 10 to 15 emails coming out of somewhere in the Midwest where they want a rifle class. I'll try to get a rifle class going in the Midwest. but then I just look at the broad, what people are asking for on social media and through email, and try to plan accordingly.
As far as vehicle classes, now when you're talking vehicle classes, are you talking about fighting around a vehicle or fighting from within the vehicle, or both?
Fighting from inside, fighting around, and fighting into vehicles.
I want to get on in the next segment. I want to bring that up because I've often wondered when you guys are looking at the news and you see some new dynamic, some new attack that takes place a certain way. Mm-hmm. If you sit back and if you say, maybe I need to develop a curriculum based upon that, if there's a need for that. Real quick, we're heading into the last break on the hour. I know you're still doing some writing, right? Where are you writing nowadays?
Mainly these days, my articles just go to Breach Van Clear.
Aaron writes some of the best articles about some, and I mean, in a way that you and I can understand, because I'm not a medical guy. I mean, your article on the pelvic shots, that was a very good article. I like that article. And then along the way, you also have a YouTube, your own YouTube channel. You have Instagram, all this other stuff. And also, if you want to go take a class, though, if you want to get a class in your direction, whatever you want to do, you need to go to sagedynamics.org and talk to Mr. Cowan and get him going. I said this at the NRA meetup. I've been talking about I'm going to go take a class. I'm going to end up having to do that because I've been saying it for nearly 2 years now, right? Over 2 years.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before I just tell you to stop saying it and doing it.
Just shut up or shut up, put up or shut up. So we'll be right back. My guest is Aaron Cowan. This is Lock and Load.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. I wanted to ask you, after the Aurora shooting, did it ever occur to you, or did you discuss within the trainers community, did you guys ever discuss maybe training the way somebody that might have been armed in a movie theater where you're seated in sort of a circle and shooting down at something? Is that something you guys looked at, or is it just a little too logistically challenging?
It's always been a cautionary tale for me. Active shooter response, armed killer interdiction, whatever you want to call it, has always been a passion of mine. I developed two separate programs for it, one for police and one for citizens. And the movie theater is probably the worst place you want to be in an event like that, mainly because the room is dark, so it's a low-light environment. And everybody's facing in the same direction. Some of the older theaters, the entrances are directly to the rear of everyone who's in there. The newer theaters have stadium seating, so unless you're sitting in the front rows, your back isn't to the door, so to speak. And people just kind of get in there and they zone out, obviously, because they're, watching a movie. I see myself in a position where, I have a really good position advantage, and I'm a big believer in both handheld lights and weapon mount lights. You should have both. Again, if you can only have one, then handheld light is obviously mandatory. You see a lot of people these days talk about, I don't really go out at night, so I don't carry a light. And that's just kind of foolish behavior because we, as a society and as a human race, have built all these structures that create artificial darkness, such as movie theaters, parking garages. Power goes out in a building. You think about how dark it is inside an apartment store if the power goes out or the lights go out or, what have you. It's very easily defined darkness no matter what time of day it is. So the handheld light is definitely a big thing. And that can give you a distinct advantage in a shooting situation, especially with your brighter lights, because it gives you a higher degree of control and it gives you the data that you need that you can't get without the light. As far as a training thing, I'm not big on one sample sizes. I'm not going to change my entire methodology of training based on one situation, but I look for the overall trends. And the main reason for that is no two situations are going to be identical. But there are some consistencies you can pick up on.
Now, one thing that seems to be sort of trending amongst these terrorists is where they're using the vehicle to slam into a bunch of people, then they dismount and come out. Is that something that you've looked at, I guess, with your vehicular classes?
Oh,
that may be something you look at.
The big thing on vehicles is one, you're probably not going to be toting around a firearm that's capable of mechanically stopping the vehicle, so you have to stop the driver.
being able to understand the ballistics and what your bullets are going to do to the vehicle, what they can do to the vehicle, how they're going to behave when they interact with the windshield or wherever your rounds happen to hit is hugely important. And that's why ballistics is a big part of my vehicle class. I don't tell people what's cover. I don't tell people what's concealment. I don't tell you how your bullets are going to react when they go through the windshield or the side windows. You come to a class, you bring whatever rounds you want to carry or what rounds you do carry, and you see for yourself what actually happens. And that's usually the biggest takeaway people get from the vehicle class is all the myths that get killed immediately, not by me telling them about it, but by them actually shooting it and seeing like, okay, this is how this happens. This wasn't what I believed or this wasn't what I was told. And it's a huge eye-opener, and it's something it's hard to relate it to people because people have those deeply ingrained biases about, you know, they've been told hundreds and hundreds of times that it's this way, and then they come to a class and find out that that's not actually the truth. And as far as the vehicle class goes, you know, if you're in your vehicle and you get attacked, the best idea is just drive away. But if you can't drive away, that's what the class is for. But it's also to teach people how to fight around cars because cars are pretty common. You see them everywhere. And if you ever need cover concealment, a vehicle is probably going to be the largest source that you can get that's non-flankable cover.
Yeah, I think of a vehicle as a way to create distance and buy a little bit of time.
Yeah, you may only need a barrier. If the guy has a contact weapon, like a knife or a bat or something, you just need to get something between you and him while you react. If he's got a firearm, then you need to find something that's hopefully going to either deflect or stop incoming fire.
Now, is there an? Now, I've been carrying Polycase and Scepter ARXs primarily because they don't come apart and because they seem to hold together a little bit fairly well when they're penetrating glass. Is there a round out there that you recommend that will do stuff like penetrating glass, but then they'll be very well suited for anti-personnel?
Yeah, rounds are very purpose-built, so there's a lot of ammunition out there. The problem is that the technology behind metallurgy hasn't changed much in the past century. So for me, the rounds that do everything okay are Gold Dot and Federal HST, and that's both pistol and rifle. You can get into some specialty needs and find rounds that perform better through windshields, for instance, but they may not do so well on naked body or through drywall or pilot plywood or some of your other intermediate barriers. I see people come through classes with, I don't want to call them gimmick rounds, but they're a new concept round. Like I've seen some Lehigh Defense and some Liberty. And of course I had one student come through class with rip rounds and he immediately changed his mind about what those were capable of doing for him, which was not a whole lot.
Right.
But I caution anyone, don't carry a round based on what the manufacturer says it'll do. Carry a round based on what you've seen it do.
Yeah, I'm not an RIP guy myself. I just I think retaining its size and its mass is that's sort of helpful, and that's why I sort of like the Polycase right now. But at the same time, you know, I'm always looking for something new as it comes along. Mm-hmm. Any new trends that you see in training technique? I mean, or in training period? Are we going to see a increase in people training now that everybody's like, oh, well, we've got Trump, so that means we don't have to worry about guns being taken away, so now we could go and take a class or two?
Well, I mean, I certainly hope that's the case. What I'm pushing my students to do is get out of the range mentality of interacting with the environment and definitely up their game on realizing that the threat really determines what their final sight picture is going to look like. Because the biggest gap I see between training and real life is understanding the human threat, understanding anatomy, and being able to really work the environment and be the most violent person in the confrontation. Because if you're not prepared to be the most violent person in the confrontation, then the other person by default is going to be. And that's not a good place to be. You don't want to come in second place.
I try to describe self-defense as you shifting from being peace-loving to momentarily ultra-violent and more violent to than the other person. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to be more violent sooner prevents more violence later.
Yeah.
it's hard to, you know, and of course that gets into hyperbole and posturing and machismo and all these other things. Like, it's cool to say it or put a cool slogan on a T-shirt, but it's another thing to actually put it into practice.
Right.
Hopefully people never have to, but as far as the enemy goes, and that's kind of pretty much how I'm going to consider him, anybody who's going to threaten my life is automatically deemed an enemy. you can't presuppose what their level of training is going to be or what their level of dedication is going to be. And understanding the criminal mind is and not just criminals themselves, people who are actually committing profit crimes, but actually dealing with people who have been radicalized to hate you just because you happen to be an American or because you have a certain skin color or a certain sexual preference. Like, you have to assume that this person is going to be highly motivated and highly capable. So you need to really kind of react accordingly. There should be no casual attempt at self-defense. Carrying a firearm, obviously, the first step. But training is hugely important. Even if you can only get out to one class a year, that's better than none.
Right. Last question before we run is, are you getting more females coming to you?
I am. I don't do female-only classes because I don't really believe in them. I don't see
right.
a reason to segregate males from females, but I do. In fact, I just had a class up in New Jersey, a law enforcement class, and I had a couple female officers come out on their own dime, and I love to see that. But, yeah, it's still, you know, there's still the minority. It's still not as many women as there are men, but the numbers aren't increasing, and I like to see that.
Far more dedicated than me. I would not be going to New Jersey just because it's New Jersey. SageDynamics.org, Aaron Cowan, cerebral. I mean, when you look at him in the video, go look at the video at the bottom of this one when you pick up a podcast. You look like a linebacker, but you bring the cerebral capability of a professor, which I guess that sort of makes you Dr. Death.
Well, it is a thinking man's game.
There you go. Thank you very much for joining me. It was good to see you this past weekend.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I will talk to you soon. Hour number two is rolling in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.